This is just my opinion, but no grown man should call another grown man in the same profession the GOAT. GOAT meaning greatest of all time. That title should go to you, even if there is no evidence of it. You should be a little delusional in your perception of yourself, even if you're at the bottom of the ladder. Why make yourself the sidekick in your own movie? If you're not the GOAT in your profession, then die trying, but don't fangirl a person who has probably never idolized anyone else. This is a quote that I put on my Facebook, and I shared it on the other social media platforms for Dog Training is My Passion. Right, this literally starts with, this is just my opinion. And so many people got so upset over this. Right, a bunch of people shared it, a bunch of people liked it, but there were a bunch of people that just got so weird by this thing. Even though I started by saying this is just my opinion, I'm allowed to have an opinion, right? Just like you are. I might entirely disagree with you, and that's fine. If I don't agree with it, I move on. Or I might bring something up to your attention and go, hey, I don't agree, and this is why. Which there is nothing wrong with. But to just assume that because it's my opinion and they don't agree with, I shouldn't have that opinion, and then make make assumptions about how I really feel about this just makes no sense. I really want to break this down in this episode because I think you're going to find it, you're going to get to see my full point of view, my full perspective on this in regards to dog training, people that you follow, people that you listen to, a podcast that you listen to, and I believe you're going to agree with me. Even if you don't agree with me at the moment, if you just hang tight, I'm pretty sure you're going to agree with me in at least a couple of points. Okay, so I'm going to break this down again. Again, this is just my opinion. So I start by saying, this is just my opinion. I might think that Victoria Stilwell is the greatest dog trainer in the world, and that might be my opinion. You might disagree with me, but if that's my opinion, it's not, by the way. But if that were my opinion, that's my opinion, right? Now, here is the following, right? No grown man should call another grown man in the same profession the GOAT or greatest of all time. Meaning, look, if I want to call Michael Jordan, the GOAT of basketball, that makes sense. I don't do basketball. That's not my profession, right? The greatest of all time. That makes sense. That's not my profession, right? But if I call another dog trainer the GOAT, right? Here's the thing, guys. Your words, obviously, I hope you know this, your words have meaning. You're not just talking. Every time you say something, like if you just tell yourself, I'm not trying to get deep into this, by the way, okay? I know people have different beliefs about different things. I'm not trying to make this episode about something other than dog training, but I am going to touch on this because it will be relatable to what I'm going to talk about next in a little bit when it comes to some of the other dog trainers, again, that you follow, that you like, that you subscribe to, and that you admire, which again, there's nothing wrong with. But here's the thing, when you say even in your mind, even jokingly, you think, okay, he's the greatest of all time, you've already made a rule in your head. You've already said, that is definitely not me. And so to me, I think that is a little bit wrong. That's just, again, my opinion. You might think, oh, well, you know, I'm not Ivan Balabanov, and so I will never be Ivan Balabanov, so he is definitely the greatest. But here's where I proceed, right? After the sentence, I go, that title should go to you, even if there is no evidence of it, right? I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm no Ivan Balabanov. I haven't achieved anything tremendously great. I have some accomplishments, okay, but I've not done any world titles in IGP. I have no interest in IGP to begin with. But if we were to compare apples to apples and you go, who the hell is Will? Yeah, not like nobody knows me compared to the people that know Ivan Balabanov, right? But even then, I could even say, all right, he is great, He's amazing. He's got outstanding achievements. And maybe I haven't achieved like a fraction of that. But to say he is the greatest of all time, that automatically puts me in this category where I cannot even reach that at all. So I say the title should go to you. And even if there is no evidence of it, right? There is no evidence that I am the greatest of all time. There is no evidence that you are the greatest of all time as a dog trainer. I'm talking about dog training here. Okay, psychology stuff. Look, that's between you, God, the universe, your psychologist, psychiatrist, whoever you talk to. Okay, but let's just talk about dog training here for a moment. Even if there is no evidence of it, even if you have not put a single title on a dog, even if you've never trained a client's dog, even if every client's dog that you trained has not done well, even if you have 10 bad reviews on your business profile, you should still at least have put yourself in a category where you're not the worst, regardless of what the evidence says. You should be, and here's where I say this, you should be a little, this is the thing, a little delusional in your perception of yourself. I did not say you should be incredibly delusional. I said you should be a little, right? A little delusional in your perception of yourself as a dog trainer. How are you going to be able to get better as a dog trainer, dog after dog after dog? How are you going to be able to help your client if you already put yourself in that category of, I could not possibly be the greatest of all time? And you might think, well, I never said that. But the moment you say he is the greatest of all time, I strongly believe, this is, again, my opinion, and I believe a lot of you probably feel the same way, your words have meaning. They might just be words to you that just come out of your mouth, but everything you say, you are really saying it and programming yourself with it. So how are you going to be any better with the next dog if you are not even a little delusional in your ability to do this? I'm not saying be delusional to think you are better than Ivan Balabanov. I'm using Ivan Balabanov a lot because everybody knows him. Rob, I'm not saying be delusional and think you are better than Ivan Balabanov. I'm not saying that, but be a little bit delusional where you think this is actually doable for you. Look, Ivan Balabanov has, I don't know how many years, right? And I've used anybody, Barbalone, Dave Kroyer, anybody you look up to. It might not even be them. It might be somebody else from YouTube. And you might go, well, I'm not as good as that person. Okay, so that person might have 20 years of experience and you might have 3 years of experience. You can't compare yourself, your 3 years of experience, to their 20 years of experience. You can't possibly do that. So you're not comparing even apples to apples here. You're comparing an entirely different category to yourself because you don't have the years that that person had. You don't have the exposure to different dogs that that person has had. So I'm not saying be better, you know, think that you're better than that person you look up to, but think to yourself, look, if I had the 20 years, if I had all that exposure to the same dogs, if I had all of that, I have the belief that I could be better. And how dare I say that, right? That's one of the things that people were saying, were implying, like, how dare I assume that I am better than everybody else? A couple of people say, well, if you're in the same room as Michael Ellis, right? You can't say that you're the greatest. Again, I'm not saying that, but how many years does Michael Ellis have doing this? How much exposure has Michael Ellis had to some of the top trainers out there, right? Or some of the best trainers out there? How much exposure has Michael Ellis had to the different types of dogs, the different types of dog training instruction, versus how much of that have I had? So again, we're not comparing even apples to apples here. I'm just thinking, if I had the same time, the same level of exposure as maybe Michael Ellis, and if it was truly apples to apples, I just happen to believe that I would be great. And how dare I think that? Why not think that? Why put myself in that category and go, and like a lot of you guys do this, where you go, oh, I could never be that good. That is so unbelievable. Why would you say that to yourself? You're not even doing anybody a favor when you say that, right? You're not even doing your client a favor when you already put yourself in that category, right? So let's continue with this, with the paragraph here, right? You should be a little delusional in your perception of yourself. Even, and here's where I put here, even if you're at the bottom of the ladder, meaning even if you are not good, even if you've had terrible reviews, even if you freaking, you did so horrible that you just went viral, right? Even if you, your client's dog got away from you and it ran off and now you have to put your tail between your legs and go and call that person and go, I lost your dog. Right? Like, even if the worst possible scenario, even if you're at the bottom of the ladder, you should at least think to yourself, you know what? Yeah, I fucked up on that one, but you know, and I have not done as well, but shit, it doesn't matter. I still have the potential to be the best possible dog trainer that I can be. That's how you help yourself out. And that's how you put yourself in a position where you could be better. That's how you put yourself in a position where you can help your clients better. You really have to have that. I'm talking about dog training here. I'm not talking about your psychology. This episode is not for that, right? We're not going to fix your psychology with this little episode. So let's continue on with that. Okay. Why make yourself the sidekick in your own movie? It doesn't make sense. Why make yourself the sidekick? Why go, oh, I'm not as good as that person? Oh, I could never be as good as that person. It's your own life. It doesn't make sense to me. I just don't get it. I'll tell you my example, okay? Yes, I'm just going to point the finger. I'm going to point the thumb directly at me, and I'm going to give you my perspective on the matter. And I'll tell you, look, I've failed a lot. I do PSA, and I failed a lot. I did not even select the right dog to begin with, and that caused me a lot of headaches. I selected a dog. I didn't know about PSA, so I bought this dog, Rust, which I love, by the way, but it took me a while to love him because he was such a pain in the ass. He was afraid of gunfire when he was young. He was afraid of cans. He got ran. He just has so many issues, right? So I have an entire scorebook filled. And, you know, so many failures with that dog. I'm not going to just put the finger on the dog. A lot of it was me, okay? A lot of it was me. But Russ right now has his first leg of the three. By the time you listen to this, I don't know when you're going to listen to it, but by the time you listen to this, maybe if you're listening to it 2025 or whenever, I know he's going to have his second leg of the three. And to me, that's unbelievable. But to get back to the point, I have struggled a lot with PSA, right? With competitions, just in general. I'm not going to tell you, oh, yeah, I am like better than Michael Ellis and Dave Kroyer and Barbalone and Ivan Balabano. I'm not going to say that. I have a lot of deficiencies that I had to work through. But even then, right, with all of those failures, there's still this little delusional voice, this little delusional voice in my head that does not say I'm better than all of them, but that says, you know what? If anybody can freaking do this with a dog like him, it's me. Doesn't matter how many failures it takes, we're gonna get to PSA 3. Okay, it doesn't matter if Rust is 15 years old, we're gonna get to PSA 3. So there is that little delusional voice that tells me, even though the evidence has told me for years, this dog doesn't have it, this dog doesn't have it, this dog doesn't have it. Even though I've failed like trial after trial after trial, I've noticed that there are people that fail 2-3 times in a row. They get so discouraged. They get so depressed. And I've failed like 12 times in a row. That's nothing to brag about, right? Like some of you are going, wow, what an idiot. If you fail 12 times in a row, you should just freaking retire, not train dogs, not touch a leash, and just move on to someone else. But even though I have all those failures, there's still that little voice that tells me, fuck it, we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. We're going to do it again. Even If you might look at me and go, you're an idiot, right? You might go, you're just so incompetent. I don't care. Like, in my mind, I can get it done. I'm going to give you a very PSA-specific example. A lot of you guys know Jonathan Katz. Right? Jonathan Katz has three dogs that have done PSA 3, right? A lot of you, depending on the audience here. Not all of you guys do PSA, but a lot of you guys who do PSA, or hopefully all of you guys that do PSA, know Jerry Bradshaw. Jerry Bradshaw is another one that has achieved PSA 3 with three different dogs. There are so many great accomplishments with some of the PSA people that have gone all the way to PSA 3. Right? And here's little me, right, supposedly, right? Little me with the one dog that I've failed so many times with, right? There's nothing to brag about there. But in my mind, I think of it this way. If I had the caliber of dogs that they had, if I had the exposure to the training that they've had, if I had all of those things, if we had apples to apples, genuinely, I believe I would have the little edge. Even though you can't possibly go, Will, you are better than, you know, than Jerry Bradshaw. You're not better than Jonathan Katz. Look, the evidence, yes, absolutely suggests that. I'm not saying that I am better than them, right? They have accomplishments that I don't have. But in my mind, I can get it done, right? In my mind, if I had all of those opportunities, all that exposure, all that time, I know that I would have the little edge. And who does that hurt? It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt anybody. So what I'm getting at is, why make myself the sidekick? Right? Why go, oh, no, I could never be like that. Does that even help you? Does that even help your dog? Does that even help your business? Does that help your club? Does that help your client? No, of course not. And then I go on to say, if you're not the GOAT in your profession, then die trying. And what is wrong with that? Genuinely, what is wrong with that? Again, who does that hurt? Nobody. Why resign myself and go, you know what? I'm never going to be as good as that person. So why just try? Why not just settle and just be okay? It doesn't make sense. And then I end it with, but don't, and this is the part that I'm going to expand on. You really will agree with me on this one. But don't fangirl a person, right, over a person who has probably never idolized anyone else. I guarantee you, okay, and idolized, like when you call somebody the GOAT, in my mind, you might go, no, that's not true. And that's fine. That's your opinion, and I respect it. Right, but in my mind, if I go, oh, wow, you know, he's the GOAT, and it's somebody who does the same thing I do, for me to put that label on another person that does the same thing I do, I'm kind of a little bit like idolizing them. And look, I'll give you another couple of examples here. I admire, I always admire, just give you one person. I've always admired Barbalone, right? Always. And a lot of you guys do. Some of you guys don't care for it, but I've always admired Barbalone's training style. But I don't fangirl. You know, yeah, maybe in the past I might have, the words the GOAT might have slipped out here and there. But now, like, I'm looking back at this, I'm looking at this and I go, you know, that's not right. Why would you call somebody the GOAT? Now, looking up to someone and admiring their accomplishments and really admiring their accomplishments and them as a professional, that's one thing, that's different. And for me to go, I can learn from Barbalone, right? I can learn from Dave Croyer. I can learn from these people. I can learn from such and such and such. That doesn't mean that I'm idolizing them. Maybe I'm just crazy, but I highly doubt that Barbalone ever called anybody the greatest of all time in dog training. I'm sure he admired a lot of people. He did. Actually, he talks about this, right? He's had mentors. But all, like, Ivan Balabanov, do you think he called anybody the greatest of all time? Maybe he did. I don't know. But don't you think that Ivan Balabanov had this belief always in his career, even as a young dog trainer? Don't you think that he had this belief that he was better than everybody else? I'm going to go ahead and tell you that he probably did. Maybe he might never have vocalized it, but I almost guarantee you that he always believed himself to have just the edge. And the same for Dave Kroyer, and the same for Michael Ellis, and the same for everybody else that you admire. Do you think Ivan Balabanov subscribed to as many podcasts as you do? Do you think he bought a lot of courses? Do you think Barbalone spent hours as a young dog trainer? Do you think he spent hours listening to podcasts? Of course, there were no podcasts back then, right? Now, he learned, he internalized a lot. Actually, one of the things that Barbalone talks about is when he was young, he was like 14 years old, and he was watching people train, he would do things differently. If you've never talked to Barbalone, he's never told you about this. This is one thing that I'll tell you kind of on his behalf. He would watch what they were doing early on. He would do it differently. He would do it differently. He would do it in a way that they had never done it. And they would make fun of him. The older guys with experience would make fun of him. And they would tell him, what are you doing? You're not doing that right. Do you think somebody who calls somebody else the greatest of all time, do you think they would have the balls to go, I'm going to do it differently because I believe that I can get it done better? Doesn't that take a slight level of tiny self-delusion, the delusional belief that he is better than those people that have been doing it for decades? Of course. Right? That's the genius of it, right? He had to go, I can do it better. Was there any evidence? There was no evidence of it. He just went ahead and did it. And guess what? It turned out. It worked out. And I can guarantee you that the same stories happen to everybody else you look up to. The people that you subscribe to, the people whose courses you are buying, okay, the people whose podcasts you listen to religiously, because you really look up to them, I can guarantee you they had that little belief that made them go, I can do things different, even though there is no evidence to suggest that the way I'm going to do it has been done before and has worked. I'm going to do it and I'm going to make it work. Don't you think that that requires that self-belief where they wouldn't call somebody else the greatest? Can you imagine Ivan Balabanov, Michael Ellis? I don't know Michael Ellis. I don't know Ivan Balabanov. I can just imagine this. Can you imagine Dave Kroyer? Some of you guys don't know him. He's an amazing trainer. Right? Can you imagine Dave Kroyer with a lot of accomplishment? Dave Kroyer, Ivan Balabanov, Michael Ellis, Barbalone. Can you imagine them calling somebody else the GOAT? You wouldn't know who they were. You wouldn't know who Barbalone would be, right? You would not know who Ivan Balabanov is. You would not know who Dave Kroyer is. You just wouldn't know them. They would just be invisible because they would just go from course to course to course, from podcast to podcast to podcast. I'm not shaming podcast listening, by the way. But all I'm telling you is, do you think they were like, you know what? I'm going to try to do things different. Or do you think they went, I'm going to do it the way everybody else does it because I admire those people? Like some of you guys that had a hard time with this, right, with this opinion, you go from seminar to seminar to seminar to seminar to seminar. And then on top of that, you listen to podcasts, another podcast, another podcast. And then you watch a lot of videos and a lot of videos. And then you spend time on Facebook groups. And then you watch videos. You read the comments. And you just live in that. Because you might disagree with me. And, you know, I don't know you. Maybe that's not the case. But look at all of that, all of those behaviors. Do you think the people that you look up to, do you think they did any of that? That doesn't mean they didn't learn from anybody. Right? You believing that you can do it better, you believing that you are the best, and if you're not, if there's no evidence of it, you believing that you can get better, that can only help you. Right? That's what makes you better. And that's what made them who they are. I strongly believe that. I really don't think that these people were like, oh, you know, I'm just saying it just because that's just a thing. Like, but he is the greatest of all time. These people all believe they were special. Okay, and that's just in any profession, right? Look at anything else. Look at the people that have just achieved tremendous things in various areas of development, whether that be sport, technology, anything. The people that were spearheading the movement in their industry, I can guarantee you they did not think I could never be as good as ... So that's what I'm getting at, right? And this is very interesting. And obviously, some of you agreed with the statement. Some of you had a tremendous problem, right? When I said all of this, I did not mean that you had to believe that you were better than the best. I did not mean that you could not learn from anybody else. Some people were suggesting, oh, you can't, you know, you should support people. What does that have to do with supporting anybody? I support everybody. Like the people that I work with, the people that I help, the people that are ahead of me, I support them. Me believing that I have something special about me, even though you might have no idea who I am, to me, it doesn't matter. Right? I've had people go, oh, that I've heard this, right? There's been people that have gone, oh, well, no, he's not a good trainer. And I know a lot of people feel that way. I don't care. Honestly, that doesn't affect me at all. But I've heard people say to people I know, he's never even titled a dog to a high level. Right? He's never even done this. Why do you listen to him? Why do you go to him? He hasn't even done this. But even though I might be all the way down there in comparison to somebody else that you admire, as long as I'm in this industry, I'm always going to believe that I have that edge that nobody else has, and I'm always going to work toward it. And I'm always going to explore. I'm always going to think. I always think about this. I even dream that I'm training dogs, right? Because I think about it very thoroughly. I don't go... And I guarantee you, these people, they didn't go, oh, you know what? I'm having a hard time with this dog. Let me read this book to see how they fixed it. Or let me go to this seminar to see how they fixed it. Or let me listen to this podcast to see how they would fix it. You know what they did? They sat down, they thought about it, they brainstormed, and they experimented. And out of that experiment, they came with certain conclusions. And out of those conclusions, they made mistakes. And out of those mistakes, they learned. And that's why you go to their seminars. And that's why you buy their material. And that's why you buy their courses. And that's why you listen to their podcasts. That's what I'm talking about. So as a dog trainer, I have this little delusional belief that I can do it. That if I get stumped, if I get stuck on something, yes, I can learn from other people, but ultimately, I'm gonna be the one who has to figure it out. Right? I'm gonna be the one who has to experiment. I'm gonna be the one who has to make those mistakes, because that's what ultimately will make me a better trainer. I've gotten a lot of great tools from Dave Kroyer. I've gotten a lot of great tools from Bart Ballone, from the Popo School. I've gotten a lot of great tools from Ivan Balabanov from reading his books and watching some of his videos. But ultimately, the responsibility falls on me, and I'm willing to go, I need to figure that out myself, and I need to see, maybe I can incorporate some of that, but maybe not. Right, so that's why I strongly believe, and it is my opinion. You might not like it, and that's fine. You might have an entirely different opinion, and that is perfectly fine. I love to hear your opinion. So comment, put your comment on there. Let me know how you feel about this. If you feel that it is better to just be small, maybe you don't think that. I'm not trying to make it a big contrast. Maybe you're in the middle. But what some of the people were suggesting is that you should acknowledge that other people are just going to be better than you. That doesn't make sense to me. That doesn't even feel right. Why play small? It's literally your life, right? You pick this profession. And why pick this profession to just be a sidekick your entire time, your entire career? Why pick this profession if you're planning on just being a follower your entire career? Even if you're the worst, even if you are the worst, even if people never know who you are, even if people never know your name, even if you've never accomplished anything, even if you've never titled a dog, why not spend all of your days trying to be the best possible version of you as a dog trainer?